top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are your headlines. Marigot MP Lennox Linton appreciates new gestures for inclusiveness but laments its absence after Maria. Royal Bank of Canada RBC Senior Vice President of Sales for the Caribbean resigns after uneducated Bahamian's remark. And Catalonia's jailed former Vice President calls for an end to the deadlock in Parliament over the region's next president. Your news is brought to you compliments DigiCell. More details after this.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Experience Digicel's extraordinary French West Indies and international bundle. Simply dial *134*60# to activate the plan. Catch up with your regional and international friends and family by paying only $20 for 100 minutes to call USA, Canada, UK fixed line, and the French West Indies to include Martinique, Guadeloupe, and Guyana.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Digicel, providing you with the best prepaid value. Experience the best value only with Digicel.
Digicel terms and conditions apply.
Here's what's making news. Roseau's mayor and executive member of the Dominica Association of Local Government Authorities, Dalga Irene John, announced on 19th February 2018 the organization's willingness to uphold the UN's 2017 Developing Goals and to assist in the effective recovery of Dominica's economy post-Hurricane Maria. According to Mayor John, Dalga is a member of a regional and international body which has always advocated for the inclusion of relevant authorities on island for sustainable development in Dominica.
This presentation is based on recent developmental initiatives as a result of the working relationship between the Roseau City Council and Dalca. Dalca National Body is a member of a regional and international body, has always advocated for the inclusion and relevance of local authorities on the island, one of its mandates. Through Dalca networking with international partner Commonwealth Local Government Forum, the council was chosen among four other councils to pilot strategies for sustainable development initiatives within its powers and centered on the GSP of our country. This sought to localize the UN 17 Sustainable Development Goals, an agenda we must not forget, though being distracted by the effects of Hurricane Maria. This localizing process was to be accomplished institutional capacity building for the Council on the 17 goals and their linkages to the Council's core functions and mandate.
Roseau's mayor and executive member of the Dominica Association of Local Government Authorities, Dalga Irene John. John spoke at a recently held national consultation on 19th February 2018. MP for the Marigot constituency and leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, says he appreciated the attempt made by government for inclusiveness and hopes that this call made will be followed up with effective implementation. However, Linton also expressed his disappointment in the DLP administration for failing to implement this initiative immediately after Hurricane Maria, which occurred on 18th September 2018.
In 2015, Tropical Storm Erica flooded away, damages estimated at 100% of GDP. And in 2017, 226% of our GDP went south in devastating winds and flood waters of Hurricane Maria. Ladies and gentlemen, let today's consultation focus on what happened to the resilience we expected but which did not materialize, and ask whether or not it did not materialize because the Climate Resilience Initiative had no philosophical or cultural moorings, no people consensus, no youth buy-in, and through it all, the foundation principles of democratic governance were excluded from the leadership and management of national affairs. No inclusiveness, no unity of purpose. Instead, we further divided what was not united.
MP for the Marigot constituency and leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says in order for Domlek to meet its April 2018 deadline of having the entire country restored, the company must increase its resources on the ground. According to the Prime Minister, energy and electricity are critical to Dominica's recovery efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
We have been ably assisted by the revolutionary government of Cuba and the Cuban people, who have had a number of linesmen here on the ground. They were supposed to leave at the end of March. Dominic has requested the government that we request the Cuban authorities to extend that stay. We have requested that of the Cuban authorities, and they have agreed to extend it up until the end of April to assist with additional linesmen on the ground to power up the country. And just to say for the record that the bulk of the expenses of that team stay in Dominica will be met by both the Cuban and Dominican governments. But I've also given the ownership of Dominic, and I've placed them on notice that energy and electricity is too critical to our recovery efforts for us not to be further than we are today. And we're talking about the major shareholder being a serious international company. And I do not think major international companies should rely almost exclusively on the benevolence of others in a private enterprise like this. And there are some things I will say but I will leave it, because I've given them a deadline of 2 weeks to get back to me to indicate their seriousness otherwise of being in Dominica. Because I don't think as Prime Minister of this country I will sit by and allow for a protracted time frame for the reconnection of power to Dominica. That's too critical.
The Prime Minister also had some words for the management of DOASCO.
And of course, with regards to DOASCO, DOASCO has to crank up. Water is too critical for our hygiene and our health and our sustenance for contractors to be working with contracts all over Dominica and not implementing the contract. And then you have residents of many parts of the country, including suburban areas, with no water. My level of tolerance is extremely profound. But I do not have any more tolerance when it comes to these two utility companies. They have to do better, and they must do better for the people of Dominica post-Maria. And of course, wherever we can help, we will help, but they have to lead the way.
Prime Minister of Dominica Roosevelt Skerritt, you're listening to Q95 News. Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Calypso Association, Davidson D. Observer Victor, says the association will be implementing a new approach to decide on its Road March winners in the near future. The Dominica Calypso Association announced on Tuesday a joint Road March winner between the Lugas with Maria Mick Shiwet and Hixi with Sakisa Sesau. Victor says the traditional method of identifying the Road March winner will be abandoned.
We did surveys, and that information is basically coming from the general public. The surveys was done among the Dominican people, and as we see, we always see that Calypso is the people's thing, is the public thing, and when it comes for Road March, you depend a lot on the views of the general public. We have made a commitment from the meeting last night that this will be the final year that we will be doing it this way. For the future, we are definitely going to put a system, something like what Trinidad has, so we could have a tally. Yeah, we could have at least four or five persons put around the route and doing the tally for, so we'll have an actual figure. So this year, we are going to ensure that this system is put in place, and this year is the final year that we'll be using this system that we have presently.
Meantime, the DCA public relations officer says the association will put things in place to prevent a repeat of this year's finals when competitors fail to take to the stage for whatever reason.
Well, basically, this has never happened. We had had in the past the Calypsonians having a glitch in their first round, and in their second round, they came back and do what they had to do. It's the first time that ever happening to us. So we basically have no preparation for it. However, moving forward, we are an association that like to take things when it comes and put things in place to move forward. And moving forward, we are definitely going to put in part of our bylaws that to take care of such incidents.
Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Calypso Association, DCA, Davidson D. Observer, Victor. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is urging Dominicans to welcome the concept of criticisms in Dominica, as it is the right of Dominicans to give their opinion on any issue. Skerrit says his administration takes into consideration all the recommendations made by citizens for developing Dominica's infrastructure and its economy.
Criticisms. We have to welcome criticisms. We have to welcome constructive criticisms. Criticisms that are based in fact and on facts. If a criticism is made and the premise is erroneous and unfactual, then it is not a constructive criticism. It is not a constructive criticism. So we have to make our criticisms in a constructive manner and so forth. And I can say to you, anybody who has any recommendation to make to myself or any minister of government or any senior public officer, please do so. Send it to us. Because I give you the assurance that every recommendation which comes to us, we look at it. There may be some that are implementable, and there are some in the circumstances may not be considered at a particular time. So we have to recognize that.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Housing, Lucien Blackmore, says government has already spent EC $35 million towards the restoration of homes to date post-Hurricane Maria. He says the restoration process included re-roofing of homes and providing transitional shelters for individuals who occupied the schools following the passage of the hurricane.
Also want to give you an idea on the response that we have seen so far. We have been able to have from government-owned resources to the tune of about $35 million already spent in restoration of homes. And that would include, in many instances, the roofing of a lot of the structures, as well as in the case where we had to get the schools free for classrooms again, a lot of the shelters that we had in the schools had to be rehoused, and we had to come up with very quick solutions, and in some instances had to do what we call transitional shelters in the form of communal buildings. We also had to put in place a system where we could respond to the work on the situation on the ground, and government again with the collaboration and support from its partners from the People's Republic of China. We have to the tune of about $3 million to what is referred to as the Housing Repair Initiative. And for there is targeted to undertake the repairs of about 300 to 500 houses. And in addition to that, we also have included in there five of the health centers around the country, including that of the PMH, and of course, that of the Dominica State College. So I am sure that Dr. Peters will be very happy to know, at least under that initiative, the Dominica State College will be rehoused as well. We also have the initiative with the World Bank, which is currently putting in place a program for both doing the rehabilitation and reconstruction of houses.
Blackmore says moving forward, the country will be zoned in seven districts to ensure the best practices are utilized in the rebuilding process.
We also have to be cognizant of the fact that we have numerous water courses, and even coming from the experience of Erica, a lot of those water courses were seriously silted. And so Mari was very happy to really come back and build upon what Tropical Storm Erica left for it. And so those are the serious challenges and the hazards that we have to be mindful of going forward. And how we do that as a country is very important to ensure that we have a sustainable and desirable response to our reconstruction. To ensure that we do that in a very systematic manner, we have put in place the proposed strategy for having the country zoned in at least 7 different districts. And in those districts, we'll have the various design and supervision and, of course, compliance officers to ensure that the buildings and reconstruction is done in a very secured and in a very safe manner.
Housing Ministry Permanent Secretary Lucien Blackmore, and he was speaking at the national consultation held on Monday. This is Q95 News. 296 builders and contractors now have a better understanding of the building practices here in Dominica, and that's thanks to the Ministry of Planning and Economic Development in collaboration with the Ministry of Housing. The 296 builders and contractors received the certificates on Tuesday after participating in an 11-session workshop on proper building practices through a ceremony at the Goodwill Parish Hall Tuesday morning. Minister for Planning, Dr. John Colin McIntyre, has called on the participants to utilize the knowledge learned to create a better Dominica.
It must be done properly. Some of the predecessors before your time, those guys who built and the contractors and the engineers who built these roofs, there was probably one or two little shortcuts. But mark you, Maria can turn anything into a mistake. Maria was not a joke. I mean, a guy may have had a roof, you know, built, maybe took a little shortcut here and there, didn't do things right, the right type of wood, the right type of sheeting in terms of the placement of certain things, in terms of engineering and architecture and the contractors at your level, in terms of lay down these roofs. Now, when Hurricane Maria struck us, it turned everything into a mess for us. It took them off in the circular movement, it threw them away, it twisted them, it messed it up. You are now trained, according to the building standards and codes we have here, to really make a difference for us in Dominica. I would hate for us to say we repair about, say, 50% of the roofs before the next season. And God forbid, I'm not calling out on Dominica at all. I mean, I have to say it because it's reality. Just supposing we were to get another vigorous season starting from June towards December, and then your jobs were to remain, or your jobs were to be demolished, then you'd know exactly what's happening. Now, I'm not saying to you that if you have a hurricane, force winds of, say, 250, sometimes the best jobs can go as well, too. But let's try to build back better this time in terms of resilience to make sure that you have benefited from this program. You're going to implement the project according to the engineers who have helped you here.
Minister for Planning, Dr. John Colin McIntyre. The workshop was facilitated by Engineers Without Borders and the UNDP. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Reginald Thomas, has highlighted the need for greater agricultural research post-Hurricane Maria. He says that further research in the fishing sector could seek to decrease residents' dependency on the marine resources. Dr. Thomas made this recommendation at Monday's national consultation.
Agricultural research will be very important as we collaborate with research institutions and universities, the State College. We are blessed with fresh, clean water. And if we look at our dependence on fishing, for example, some of the research would take us into things like aquaculture, where we could produce food, produce fish out from the coastal area, making our food resilient, moving a bit away from, you know, if your boats get damaged, you cannot get fish. But we could have fish produced within our communities on the land, and again reducing the dependence on the fisheries, the marine sources. Also, aquaculture is very important as an integrated farming system, and of course reduces impact on the environment in terms of managing wastes, etc.
Dr. Thomas says that the agriculture sector suffered in excess of over $700 million worth of damages.
Agriculture suffered significantly, and Maria did happen, and from that, a rebuilding of a new agriculture is required. How can we characterize the effects of Maria on agriculture? We had severe soil erosion,
organic matter and nutrient loss, loss of arable lands required for production, loss of production of which livestock and crop livestock, particularly our poultry sector, where we lost almost 95% of that production. And incidentally, Dominica had not imported eggs for over 47 years, and in the first time we had to import eggs. Our crop loss all as well, loss of revenue and livelihoods, severe damage to the terrestrial and marine habitats, destruction of our reefs, destruction of our nature sites. If we were to try to quantify the impact of Maria, agriculture, and we refer to crop and livestock, suffered about $480 million, forestry about $149, fisheries $80, total loss of about $709 million. If we were to quantify the other associated losses, I'm sure that would be much greater in terms of the loss and the impact to agriculture.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture here in Dominica, Dr. Reginald Thomas. Royal Bank of Canada's Senior Vice President of Sales for the Caribbean, Tim Ryder, has apparently resigned from his post. A leaked internal memo to all RBC employees revealed just a few short weeks after his negative Bahamian comments at the Bahamian Economic Outlook went viral. A message sent by RBC Head of Caribbean Banking, Rob Johnston, stated that Ryder has announced his intention to retire from RBC effective February 28, 2018. Ryder's controversial comments came during his lunchtime presentation at the Royal Fidelity Bahamas Economic Outlook on January 30, 2018, and sparked a sharp backlash from Bahamian policymakers and the wider community. Catalonia's jailed former vice president has called for an end to the deadlock in parliament over the region's next president. Oriol Junqueras said there is life in the pro-independence movement beyond ex-Catalan president Carles Puigdemont. Mr. Puigdemont insists he remains Catalonia's only legitimate leader despite being in exile in Belgium. Mr. Junqueras was arrested in November 2017 for his role in October's declaration of independence from Spain. He is the leader of the Republican Left of Catalonia, ERC, and was remanded in custody without bail on accusations of sedition, rebellion, and misuse of public funds. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Marigot MP Lennox Linton appreciates new gestures for inclusiveness, but laments its absence after Maria. Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, Senior Vice President of Sales for the Caribbean, resigns after uneducated Bahamian's remark. And Catalonia's jailed former vice president calls for an end to the deadlock in Parliament over the region's next president. Your news was brought to you, compliments Digicel. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website, that is q95da.com, to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. Those numbers, 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Ferrol.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.